Hello, I'm Lloyd Levison, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God, your house, to declare unto you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The word is nigh thee, yet in your heart, and in your mouth. This is the word of faith which I preach. If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I'm doing this audio from my office in my home in Plano, Texas. I want to talk about some scripture in Psalm 106, but first, I want to refer you to my Facebook, where there's a link to my dad, faith, my father, Lyle Davidson, faith. It's called The Faith of Lyle Davidson. So, when I'm talking to you, this man had faith and miracles. And as a young lad, he would read or he would tell me about certain scriptures, some in Psalm 106. He believed them, and he had experienced them. He knew what he was talking. Kathy D is going to read Psalm 106, some verses. Ready?
Ready, starting in verse 12. Then believed they his words, they sang his praise. They soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel. Verse 14, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tempted God in the desert. 15, and he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul.
My father, Lyle Davidson, my dad, who went to heaven in 88, would talk to me about these verses. He would share these verses of scripture with any person, because he knew what they meant, and he knew what leanness to the soul and did mean. So he would say these things to me, and I understood what he was saying. 1958, University of Missouri, you can read it on my Facebook link. The Lord moved on me and said, I do not want you to be a veterinarian, but a minister of the gospel. I did not heed to that, but I moved on. It was very successful. You can read about that too. God let me go. And I was very successful, made considerable amount of money, and God let me make that money. And then in 1969, God moved on me and said, you got to sell 121 Veterinary Hospital and obey me. And I did. And by 1976, God had spent all the money that I made from 62 to 76, and it was considerable. He used all that money to train me to obey him. And then when the money was gone, he brought me down to a low estate, and there he could deal with me. I wanted to share that with you. I know what this scripture means. I know, and I've experienced it. So I don't need too many people telling me about it. Kathy D, we'll read again.
Verse 12, they believed they his words. They sang his praise. 13, they soon forgot his works, and they waited not for his counsel. Verse 14, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tempted God in the desert. Verse 15, and he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul.
Notice they lusted exceedingly. We've all been there. So don't be so goody-goody two-shoes. Don't be so self-righteous. We know there's none that doeth good, none that understandeth. All like sheep have gone astray and done their own thing. And by God, some of us did some crazy things. But God is with us. We're his children. And he wasn't going to give us up to the devil. He had a plan for our life. I'm through. But I'll be back with another audio in a few minutes. Thank God. Mr. Doyle Davidson speaking from his office in his home in Plano, Texas. Good day. Be back in a few minutes with another audio. You won't want to miss it. Amen.